The Seattle Seahawks come into the game on Sunday against the Chiefs, leading the NFL in rushing at 170 yards per game. Now that was helped by their performance last week against the New York Giants, where they carried the ball 45 times for 350 yards. Their running back, Marshawn Lynch, comes into the game, leading the NFL with 9 rushing touchdowns. Conversely, he's going up against the Chiefs defense that has yet to give up a rushing touchdown. It's strength on strength in an old school grind it out type football game in what's going to be playoff like conditions. We know what Russell Wilson can do with his feet, with his arm. We saw him win a Super Bowl last year. But over his last two games against the New York Giants and Oakland Raiders, two teams with a combined 3-15 record, Wilson has completed just 52% of his passes with no touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Now, we know the Chiefs defense will have their hands full with this offense in general, an offense that loves to run the football, but the Chiefs defense needs to be ready for Wilson to tuck it and run as well. In those two games, 22 carries for 138 yards. Defensively, the Seattle Seahawks have been one of the best in the NFL over the last few years. They come into this game on Sunday ranked in the top 10 in both passing and rushing defense. They're only giving up 79 yards per game on the ground, while the Chiefs offense averages 138 yards rushing per game. You can't talk about the Seattle Seahawks defense and not talk about cornerback Richard Sherman, who's proved over the last few years to be one of the best defensive players in all of the NFL. Alex Smith said earlier this week that this Chiefs offense doesn't shy away from anybody. They simply run their offense, and he's supposed to put the ball wherever it's supposed to be on any given play. If that means going after Sherman, that's what they're going to do. The Chiefs defense has dealt with their fair share of injuries so far this season, but so have the Seahawks, and they were dealt a huge blow last week in their game against the Giants when defensive tackle Brandon Mebane went down with what Coach Pete Carroll called a legit hamstring injury. Both Michael Bennett and Earl Thomas called Mebane the most important player on their defense. So while you might not see all the numbers in a box score, what Mebane does for this defense is very similar to what you see with the Chiefs' Dontari Poe. Another key player who will play on Sunday for the Seahawks is safety Earl Thomas, who has become one of the best defensive backs in the entire NFL. A lot of what the Seahawks like to do defensively and the success that they've had is predicated on Thomas's ability to not only cover a lot of ground with all of his speed, but also stick his nose in their in-run defense, do a lot of different things for the Seahawks defense. The Chiefs are going for their 7th win in their last 8 games. Now, while the Seahawks are 4-1 at home, they're just 2-2 on the road. Sunday's atmosphere is going to be very playoff-like. We're looking at a high of around 30 degrees. These are two tough physical teams looking to make a statement on Sunday.